Hello again, ladies. This is Scott McKay from X and Y Communications. With me today is a friend of mine who, man, she goes way back. I think I've known Ronnie and Ryan for probably 10 years now, and I want to welcome her. Hello, Ronnie.
Hi, Scott.
Well, you know, you've got a brand new book coming up called Is He the One? Find Mr. Right by Spotting Mr. Wrong. And that is an incredibly popular topic around here, especially with women who are not just looking for a quick fling and to quote unquote play the field, but who are looking for the love of their lives. And that's exactly who you're writing to here, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, in your book, you've got 51 signs he's not relationship material. And what you're claiming to do in this book is help women pretty much definitively figure out whether this guy is not relationship material, whether he's Mr. Right or Mr. Wrong within 3 dates. Is that correct?
Well, you know, about 40 of them are within 3 dates, or maybe a little over 40. And then some of them are a little bit more long term. But most of them, you can sort of tell right away if you know what to look for.
Give us some examples.
One of my favorites is no Saturday night dates.
Oh, we've heard that one before.
Have you?
Man, I already know what's coming. Go ahead and elaborate, because I agree with this one 1,000%.
Okay, so this guy, he could see you Monday, he could see you Sunday afternoon, maybe he could see you Tuesday, Thursday, but definitely not Saturday night. He's busy. And, you know, he might say, oh, I have family visiting, I have this happening, I have no Saturday night dates. And basically that means he has another woman in his life and she's got Saturday night dates.
Oh, yeah, you're down the totem pole. You're maybe third or fourth.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically at that point, Mr. Big, Sex in the City.
Yeah. If he doesn't have time to see you on Saturday night, you're certainly not his priority and you're not special to him, unfortunately.
Or Friday night.
Or Friday night. I agree. And I, of course, learned this the hard way.
I remember the year before I met Emily, it was a wonderful bonanza because I was dating around at that time. And I wasn't a player in the sense that I was leading women astray. I was perfectly honest with these women that I was, you know, not in an exclusive relationship with any of them.
Right.
And I remember one glorious year, Valentine's Day was on a Sunday, which meant I could take a woman out on Friday night and have it be celebrating Valentine's Day. I could take a woman out on Saturday night. I took another woman out for lunch on Valentine's Day and spent the day with her and took another one out actually on Sunday night. And all of them were like, wow, I really feel special because he's celebrating Valentine's Day with me on the weekend. It was brilliant.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is how I learned about this. I asked the guy who I'd been seeing for 6 weeks, how come no dates on Saturday night? And he said, well, I have to save Saturday night for my girlfriend.
Well, I mean, at least he was upfront about it. But I am appalled by how many guys I hear about who will openly admit they're married or have a girlfriend and then proposition other women or say, yeah, I'm going to go out with you. And it may not even be an open relationship. They're just absolutely blatant about it. And I think the reason why they get away with it, Ronnie, is there's a whole breakdown. There's a whole shift in terms of being ethical and being faithful nowadays anyway. And probably a quarter to 33% of the time, the woman's going to be like, oh, yeah, I have a boyfriend too. Sure, let's go to a hotel room together.
We're not worried about those people, though, because they're
doing the wrong thing.
I'm only worried about women who are looking for lasting love and get their heart broken by this stuff.
Right. Who are the women who are listening to this? What I'm saying is that's probably why women who are relationship minded are hearing this more and more, because more and more women are amenable to it. Therefore, the guy's just basically going about his business. But you're absolutely correct. That guy certainly isn't long term relationship material.
Yeah, unfortunately, no. So that was my last date with him.
Well, yeah, if you're looking for a relationship, I don't blame you a bit.
I moved on.
Right. What's the next one?
Mr. Flirts with you. Flirts with you, but never asks you out. Every time.
Aha.
Yeah, you know this guy?
Oh, yeah. I could probably look in the mirror and he looked very familiar.
He looked familiar. You know, there's nothing wrong with flirting. I'm married. I flirt all the time. Flirting is fun. It's creative. It's playful. It's great. But when you attach meaning to it as a woman who's hopeful that a guy's interested in you and you think, well, he flirts with me all the time, that must mean something. No.
No.
It means you're fun to flirt with.
It's the attitude, I bet you tell all the girls that. That's that guy, right? The guy who hears that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, see, I agree with you. I think a lot of times when women aren't very good at flirting, or they're not used to flirting, or don't even realize they're flirting, and for all intents and purposes around here, The term flirting is defined as any interaction between a man and a woman that would feel awkward, assuming heterosexuality, between two members of the same sex. So it can be very simple, almost innocuous. But when women go, oh my gosh, he flirted with me, he must be the one. I agree with you. I think that's a conclusion that you just, it's dangerous to jump to that conclusion.
Yes, it's an assumption and it's a jump from having fun flirting to having it mean that he likes you and he's interested, because it doesn't mean that at all. But enjoy the flirting, because when you flirt, you know you're approachable. And as a woman, that's essential if you want to meet a lot of men to find the right one.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
He tells you he's not interested in a long-term relationship, yet he'll date you for 3 or 4 months. And then 3 or 4 months from now, you're all upset because he still doesn't want to be in a long-term relationship with you. And he's a liar and he's a jerk.
Yep.
But he told you the truth from the beginning.
Yep.
How about that one? Is that on your list?
You know it. I always say, when a man does anything to push you away, like, hey, you know, I'm not interested in a relationship. I'm not looking for a relationship. I don't want anything serious. But I'd like to get to know you and see what happens. Don't listen to the last part of that sentence. Only listen to the beginning. The beginning is what counts. I don't want a relationship. Believe it. Anytime you hear that, just stop right there.
Well, hold on, because I don't think guys even throw in that last part.
I've heard it.
I think they do sometimes, but I don't think they always do.
No, they don't always.
What happens is the guy says, you know, I'm not interested in a long-term relationship right now or being exclusive with anybody, but I like hanging out with you and we can go out and go on dates and have a great time.
Yeah.
And then he's told her the truth.
Right.
It's kind of like, I do not want to have children ever.
Right.
And then she gets all upset after a year and they're together and he still doesn't want to have children. He's a jerk and he's a liar. No, he's been truthful.
Absolutely.
Now, if a guy says, I want to go out with you and see how it comes along and see what goes on, you know, I'm not necessarily against that. That may be truthful, but I will say this. When I met my one and only, every other woman in my life was gone in 9 days. It didn't take months and months and months for me to sit around and go, oh, I don't know. You know, could she possibly be my future wife? And 4 months later, 6 months later, I'm still hemming and hawing. I think that's not how it goes.
Yes, but if you're not settling. Relationship ready at that point. When you met her, you realized, whoa, this is it.
Yes, that's right. I think there's two elements to keep in mind when considering whether to marry someone or not. The first one is, do I have the right person? Second of all, is this what I want?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. What's the next one?
Mr. Drama.
Oh, wow. I already agree with this. Tell me more.
So Mr. Drama is all about, he has so much chaos going on in his life. He might have a child that's sick, or an ex-wife that's crazy, or a boss that's unreasonable, but it's always something, and it's never ending, and there's strife and anxiety and difficulties, and I'm going to say, you don't need that drama. Don't you have your own? Move on.
That's not going to get any better if you get into a
mess
with that guy.
You are so right about that. That will never get better.
And that's not gender specific, by the way. So ladies, if you're a drama queen or he's a drama queen, either way, that's not relationship readiness. Now, I will deliver the caveat as such. All the specific examples you've described, I've had happen. I mean, I was a single dad with a 5-year-old little girl, and she got sick with 3 different things at daycare and cashed in both of our dummies for 2 weeks. I wasn't dating during that time. Also, I've had boss drama and I have to fly away on a business trip without any notice and this, that, and the other, but it isn't an ongoing stream that never ends and there's no daylight in there.
That's exactly my point, because anybody could have a problem from time to time.
You betcha.
But if somebody's constantly in turmoil, run, run away.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Okay. Give us another real good example, the icing on the cherry on top of the sundae.
Okay. Mr. No Real Dates.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, but I have heard this one before, and I don't think I was ever guilty of this one when I was dating. I always really liked to go out and spend quality time, but I think I have an idea what's coming, so go ahead and describe what's on your mind.
Okay, now this man is happy to bring food over, get takeout, come to your house, and spend plenty of time with you at your house, but he never, for whatever reason, seems to want to go out in public. He likes to watch movies. Maybe you watch a football game together. You'll read the paper. You'll cook dinner. It could be very fun and romantic and close and snuggly. And then you start to wonder, how come we never go out? And chances are, because he can't be seen out with you.
I'm going to drop a bomb on that. I agree with you 100%. I also think sometimes he's unwilling to be seen out in public with you.
Well, another option is possible. Yep, I agree with you.
You understand what I mean, right?
Yes.
In other words, he finds you sexy, but because your body type is non-standard or whatever, he's self-conscious. So he's concerned that his friends will laugh at him and think you're ugly or not right. So he's concerned about the social ramifications of being seen in public with you, even though secretly he's got a thing for you. I think you run away from that guy. You'll never be enough for that guy.
No, I agree. So either way that works, it's still not Mr. Right.
You betcha. You betcha.
So I just want to make it really clear that I am not picking on men or bashing men, because everyone is entitled to what they want to do. My whole thing here is to help women who want to find lasting love in a committed relationship spot the guys that are going to waste their time. And that's my only goal. The last thing I want to do is bash men. I love men. Men are fabulous.
Well, I'm not going to accuse you of that. Matter of fact, I'm tempted to send this very audio to my men and tell them everything in here is not gender specific. I think it's all human nature.
I agree.
When either we're not so into that person, but we're sort of into them enough to keep them around as a second or third option. I think women do that famously.
Yeah.
But I don't think it necessarily means anybody's a bad person. It's just this person who's doing these things isn't the right person for you to get into a long-term relationship, let alone, God forbid, marriage.
Right.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Good stuff, Ronnie. I'm going to tell these ladies how to find your book. You go to Amazon, ladies, and look for the title, Find Mr. Right by Spotting Mr. Wrong. Is that MR period or spelled out?
Well, it's actually, Is He the One?
Right.
And then it's Find Mr. MR period Right by Spotting Mr. Wrong.
Is He the One?
Yeah.
With the subtitle, Find Mr. Right by Spotting Mr. Wrong.
Exactly.
Good deal. Good deal. And you can find it on Amazon now, right?
Yes. And it's a Kindle or audio.
Awesome. Are you the one reading it?
No, I got professional.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that probably is just the good. Is it a guy who's not Mr. Right who's reading it, or is it another lady?
No, it is a woman.
Oh, good for her. Good for her. Does she throw in the drama and the anger in appropriate ways just to make it more fun to listen to? I hope.
I think she's got some training.
Very good. Very good. Is He the One? Find Mr. Right by Spotting Mr. Wrong by Ronnie Ann Ryan. Ronnie, thank you so much for making time to visit with us today. I think this is great and pertinent and valuable, powerful information for the ladies who are listening.
Thank you, Scott.
And until I talk to you again real soon, this is Scott McKay from XMY Communications. Be good out there.